Ecce Virgo concupiet, et pariet filium, et vocabitur nomen eius, Emmanuel. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Watchmen, tell us of the night what its signs of promise are. Traveler, o'er yon mountain's height, see that glory beaming star. Watchmen, does its beauteous ray aught of joy or hope foretell? Traveler, yes, it brings the day, promised day for Israel. Watchmen, tell us of the night, higher yet that star ascends. Traveler, blessedness and light, peace and truth its course portends. Watchmen, will its beams alone gild the spot that gave them birth? Traveler, ages are its own. See, it bursts o'er all the earth. Watchmen, tell us of the night, for the morning seems to dawn. Traveler, darkness takes its flight, doubt and terror are withdrawn. Watchman, let thy wandering cease, hasten to thy quiet home. Traveler, lo, the Prince of Peace, lo, the Son of God will come. On that promised day, all the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. I love Adonai, who has heard the cry of my appeal, and turns an ear to me whenever I call. Death had me in its grip, the grave's trap was set. Grief and anguish held me fast. I called on the holy name, Adonai my God, rescue me and set me free. Kind and gracious is Adonai, gentle and full of compassion. God shelters those who are needy and raises me from the dust. Rest once more my heart, for you know how Adonai loves. God rescued me from death, wiped my tears and steadied my feet. I will walk with Adonai my God in the land of the living. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. On that promised day, All the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I know well the plans I have in mind for you, says Adonai, plans for your welfare, not for doom, plans to give you a future full of hope. When you look for me, you will find me, yes, when you seek me with all your heart. Thanks be to God. Waiting in the night, I saw in a vision one like the Son of Man coming from afar. And like a great cloud, his glory covered the earth. Run out to meet him and say, are you the one to come, the promised one? And like a great cloud, his glory covered the earth. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Waiting in the night, I saw in a vision one like the Son of Man coming from afar. And like a great cloud, his glory covered the earth. Those who believe without seeing have no fear. In a few days our Lord will be coming. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Those who believe without seeing have no fear. In a few days our Lord will be coming. Let us call out to the One who longs to be with us. Come, Lord Jesus, to those in darkness who are waiting for the return of light, to those left out in the cold who are waiting for heat and warmth, to those strangers and immigrants who are waiting for hospitality and welcome, to those sick or injured who are waiting for care, to those in prisons or nursing homes who are waiting for visitors, to those trafficked or enslaved who are waiting for freedom, to those marginalized and oppressed who are waiting for justice, to those caught up in consumerism who are waiting for simplicity, to those surrounded by noise who are waiting for silence, to those saddened by loss or death who are waiting for joy, to those nearing the end who are waiting for death. For all these we pray the words that Jesus gave us. Our dear Rabbi in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Creator and Redeemer of all creation, your prophets insisted that a young woman's newborn child would be called Emmanuel, for God is with us. As we make final preparations for celebrating the birth of our Emmanuel, deepen our desire for his appearance and make us ready to welcome him in the persons you send us to love. With all people and all creation we cry out, come to save us all, O Lord our God. Amen. May the justice and love of the Holy One prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus Emmanuel. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.